in this bulletin. Queensland police charged two teenagers over the Perigian Beach bushfire. Scotland's High Court rules Boris Johnson's suspension of Parliament to be unlawful. And Australia has advanced to the Basketball World Cup semi-finals with an 82-70 win over the Czech Republic. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Queensland police have charged two teenagers with intentionally lighting the Perigian fire. The 14-year-old Perigian Springs boy and 15-year-old Coolum Beach girl are accused of starting the fire, which destroyed one property in bushland on Monday. Perigian resident Valeria Ramirez returned to her home after evacuating earlier this week. She's told SBS Russian the community remains unsettled.
The situation is pretty dire. There's a lot of, you know, charred, burnt bushland around us. A lot of homes have been affected. There's still a lot of people that are displaced and haven't been able to return to their homes because of the damage and uncertainty. I worry about the wildlife that was affected by the fire as well.
More than 100 fires continue to burn in Queensland and New South Wales. While fire conditions have eased in both states, authorities are warning residents to remain vigilant. Scotland's highest court has ruled British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's five-week suspension of Parliament is unlawful. Parliament has been prorogued until the 14th of October, a move opponents believe Mr Johnson made in order to push through a no-deal Brexit. Scottish National Party politician Joanna Cherry is calling for Parliament to be recalled immediately in the wake of the verdict. She says while she's delighted it was deemed unlawful, politicians need to return to Parliament so a Brexit deal can be arranged.
This case is going to the Supreme Court for a hearing alongside the English and Northern Irish cases next week, but they are unlikely to give a decision until the beginning of the following week. And in the meantime, we are losing vital time. A major report has come out in Scotland today from the Fraser of Allender Institute, emphasising the serious impact that a no-deal Brexit would have on the Scottish economy and also serious impact on job losses in Scotland. We've heard a number of alarming reports overnight about what the British government is up to and its disregard for the law.
People have gathered across the United States to commemorate the lives lost in the September 11 terrorist attacks. It has been 18 years since Al-Qaeda hijackers took control of four commercial US planes, crashing them into the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and a field in Pennsylvania. President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania took part in a service on the White House South Lawn.
The families who join us, this is your anniversary of personal and permanent loss. It's the day that has replayed in your memory a thousand times over, the last kiss, the last phone call, the last time hearing those precious words, I love you.
A new registry is being established to better understand and prevent sudden cardiac deaths in young Australians. Approximately 25,000 Australians die from sudden cardiac arrest each year, with the large majority of those affected not showing symptoms. The registry will assess genetic information to identify the causes of deaths in an effort to prevent future cases. Baker Heart and Diabetes Institute cardiologist Associate Professor Andre LaGersh says the registry is long overdue.
I've been scratching my head. I can't understand why it's taken so long when we have registries for example, every road fatality that occurs and the circumstances, yet this is a much bigger cause and this will be the first.
For the first time, scientists have identified water on a planet outside the solar system, suggesting it could support life. The team at University College London detected water vapour in the atmosphere of K2-18b, a so-called super-Earth with habitable temperatures. Dr. Angelos Titsaros, an astronomer at UCL, says the team used the Hubble Space Telescope to analyse starlight filtered through the planet's atmosphere.
This is the first time that we have discovered an atmosphere around a planet that is not a gas giant, a super-Earth, and it is within the habitable zone of a star. This means that it has the right temperature to host liquid water.
Fiji's Prime Minister is visiting Australia today after criticising Australia's leader Scott Morrison for his condescending attitude. Mr Morrison is hosting Frank Bainimarama until next week, stating Fiji and Australia have a strong friendship and shared values. At the Pacific Islands Forum last month, Fiji's Prime Minister attacked Australia's approach to climate change and new coal mines. In basketball, the Australian Boomers are preparing for their first World Cup semi-final after defeating the Czech Republic. The Australians overcame their opponents in Shanghai 82-70, with Andrew Bogut playing arguably his best game of the tournament. There will be a rematch against Spain on Friday for a spot in Sunday's final, a team which denied the Boomers bronze at the Rio Olympics. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 25. Adelaide, sunny, 20. Melbourne, a shower or two, 19. Hobart, morning showers and wind easing, 16. Canberra, partly cloudy, 18. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 23. Sydney, mostly sunny, 25. Newcastle, also sunny, 26. Brisbane, much the same, 25. Cairns, partly cloudy, 27. And Darwin, sunny, 32. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.